I'm Walt Lidlow with a look at what's going on in our community. It's time once again for another update with our friends at Active Physical Therapy. And today we hear from Brooke Chapman, physical therapist assistant at Active's Marquette location, with five of her favorite things that people need to know about physical therapy.
So the first one I would say is PT isn't just for injuries. There's a lot of other things. We can do it for prevention of injuries, performance-related things, and just extending people's health span.
In the time that you've been doing this, have you noticed that all people may be starting to say, I realize that that's the case, that it's not just something to go to for like recovery from an injury? Have you seen that?
I've seen that, but it seems to be more so when they actually start the physical therapy and realize what it's all about.
Okay, so also another point that you have is that movement in this process is very important, just in overall general good health.
Right. Well, especially for people that do get injured, you know, you might think, oh, rest, we got to rest, which might be the case in the beginning, but you know, rest is safe, but with guided movement is how you heal.
So with that, you get in there and you're kind of strengthening areas. And I know we'll talk about that in just a second. But the other thing is physical therapy, from what I see here, is that it allows people to maybe identify something that's going on beyond just getting images of it, right?
Correct. So, you know, imaging doesn't always tell the whole story. You might have an MRI that shows some things that you might not want to see, but you might feel great and have no pain. But you might also have a clean MRI and have pain. So that's where physical therapy can come and help you with that.
And that's it also really comes into communication then, too. I mean, people got to talk about what's bothering them, don't they? That helps you a lot, I'm sure.
Correct. So we always say we treat the people and not the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the other thing is you kind of alluded to it a second ago. And we're talking with Brooke Chapman here today, physical therapist assistant with Active Physical Therapy at their Marquette Clinic. You alluded to this a moment ago that a physical therapy shouldn't necessarily be looked at as we're fixing you, but we're making you better. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to give you the tools that you need to continue to help build you. So we're not going to fix you and make you all better. I wish I could do that. But we're going to give you those tools to help build you and help you feel better.
It gets you stronger and you can adapt probably better too. And I'm sure different ages and all of that comes into play in physical conditions, but that also ties into your fifth point about when to get going with this. Tell me about that.
Right. You know, so I understand you get injured and you think, oh, this will go away. But, you know, there comes a point where if you start earlier, you might save time, you might save money, and you're going to save yourself some suffering.
And you'll be happy to work with people on that because it's also important to talk to your doctor, your healthcare provider, and get in there. And they shouldn't avoid this. I mean, why shouldn't they avoid physical therapy?
Like I said, it's going to save yourself a lot of time, a lot of suffering, and hopefully just get you back to what you want to be doing.
And if people want to find out a little bit more about what you guys do at Active and what you do with physical therapy and maybe some of the options or just come and chat with you guys, what's a good way to find out some more info?
Our website, so it's stayactiveup.com. You could also give us a call. We do have a Facebook and an Instagram page as well.
That's Brooke Chapman, physical therapist assistant at Active Physical Therapy's Marquette location. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.